Our first scripture this morning comes from the book of Acts. And in the pew Bibles in front of you, if you'd like to follow along, it's on page 121 of the New Testament. This Peter speaking to the Gentiles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. If you turn in your New Testament to page 3, you'll find this reading, Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17. A follow-up on something we read earlier. Hear these words. In those days, I'm sorry, I'm reading too far back. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan River to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending to him like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, in some ways, it's hard to believe that we've already come to January 13th. We're well on our way into this new year of 2008. Have you caught yourself still writing 2007 on checks or on letters? I know I have. But here it is, 2008. I wasn't with you when this new year started. In fact, I was traveling. Jane and Zach and I were in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So on January 1st, that new day and that new year found us hiking across the Kilauea Caldera. But that change from the old year into the new year always gets me thinking, and this year was no different in that respect. As you well know, in our modern popular culture, there is great interest in looking at the year past, the year in review. And in looking to the year ahead, there seems to be nearly endless discussion of New Year's resolutions. At the passing of the old year, many of us spend some time in thinking about who we are, our identity, and what we'd like to do to change ourselves. How many of you made any New Year's resolutions at the end of 2007? Anybody? Nobody's willing to admit it. And I wonder, though, how those resolutions are going for you if you made them. Well, the reason that I mentioned that I was traveling at the start of 2008 is because for me, traveling has a lot to do with identity. Think about it, those of you who have traveled either close to home or far away. When we travel, we are by definition away from home. We're not surrounded by the things, the trappings of our lives, the furniture, the bed, the bathroom, the TV or the computer, those physical things with which we are comfortable and familiar. Usually, when we travel, we only have a few of our clothes with us in one or several suitcases, and so we end up wearing the same few outfits throughout our trip. We often eat different foods, and often we eat that food in restaurants. We're often not traveling with the folks from home. Generally, we don't know many of the people who we meet, and they don't know us. And if you're traveling on vacation, you're not usually doing the same things that you would be doing if you were at home. That experience of having life stripped down to some basic elements, where you'll sleep, where you will eat, what you will do with your time, that experience can make one consider one's identity. At least it worked that way for me. Who are you? Who are you? Whose are you? And what is the focus of your life? Where do you find real meaning in your life? I think that questions such as these are often the basis for our consideration of New Year's resolutions. And so I ask you, what is your identity? Think about these scripture lessons from today. It's intriguing to me that we celebrate the baptism of the Lord today, as we read from the Gospel of Matthew. It's somewhat ironic because we read the immediately preceding verses of this same chapter on the second Sunday of Advent, when we talked about John the Baptist prophesying the arrival of the Messiah as he quoted Isaiah. And today, on this first Sunday after the Epiphany, we finally getting around to having Jesus baptized by John the Baptist. But you know, I believe that it is human nature to want to hear this story today, so close to Christmas. Think about it. Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Then last week, the wise men showed up to offer their gifts to the Christ child. And then we want to have this little baby boy baptized because that's usually the way it works in our society. But we need to remember that Jesus was baptized as an adult. He was probably over 30 years old at the time. The Bible has a crazy way of truncating time in many places. In this case, we have no coverage whatsoever of Jesus' early years. We never understand anything about his childhood. For Jesus Christ, though, baptism was the symbol that his adult ministry was about to begin. For Jesus, and for every one of us, the sacrament of baptism is a symbol of our identity. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus was called out, separated, and anointed by God as someone very special. God didn't say that his actions were always right, that his behavior was always righteous, but rather God spoke out about Jesus' identity, who he was, a child of God. And I know today as an absolute fact that this same thing is true for each of us. You were called out, separated, and anointed by God as someone very special. God doesn't say that your actions are always right, that your behavior is always righteous, because it's not. But rather, God speaks to your most elemental identity. You are a child of God. And this doesn't happen only at baptism. God calls each one of us, whether we're baptized or not. Baptism is only the public recognition of God's prevenient grace in our lives and our commitment to try to live into this identity. I want you to think about your worldly identity. Think about the many roles that you play in your life. Maybe you're a student or a scholar. You're a parent or someone's kid. You're a brother or a sister. You're an uncle or an aunt, a grandfather or a grandmother. You're tall or you're short. You're skinny or you're stout. You have blonde hair or black hair or no hair at all. You're a plumber or a librarian, a retired military officer or a homemaker, a teacher, a preacher, a caregiver, a nurse, an accountant, a rancher, a chef, a musician, a doer of good deeds. You're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. You're gay or you're straight, young or old, black or white, or red or tan. You speak English, or Akan, or Tongan, or Spanish, or Swahili, or French. And you are a child of God. On New Year's Day, as I was hiking across the Kilauea Caldera with the steam of sulfur rising up, enjoying my family and God's gorgeous wilderness, it hit me. I am a child of God first and foremost. Nothing about my identity is more important nor more fundamental. And none of the many roles that I play in my life are in any way diminished by this identity as God's child. In fact, every one of my roles, every aspect of my worldly identity is made so much more rich, so much more fulfilling when I claim that role as a child of God. And I would suggest to you that the most important New Year's resolution that you will ever make is to fully claim that identity. Everything else will fall into place once you begin to accept that role. The bottom line is this: everyone is a child of God, and every Christian is called to share the good news of Jesus Christ. How are we supposed to go about sharing Jesus with others? Well, that passage from Acts 10:34-43 that Ken read this morning is an excellent synopsis of the entire New Testament and a really good place to begin in evangelism with other people. Now, I'm not saying that each of us should go out this morning and start preaching on the street corner on Colfax Avenue, but I am saying that every one of us has a role in sharing this good news. During his speech known as the Sermon on the Mount, at the end of the section that we refer to as the Beatitudes, Jesus has this to say. And I want you to remember that Jesus is talking to crowds of everyday people, folks from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan River. Jesus was talking to everyday people, and Jesus is talking to you. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. My brothers and sisters, you are the light of the world. God has anointed you and claimed you as God's child. This is your identity and your calling. Amen.